We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Right. You guys just stink today. I mean, you just stink.
Wow. I think I've been great. I was going to ask how you great Spiegel.
You've been kind of stinky too, Danny. I'll be honest with you.
Really?
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, a lot of reevaluation. Just letting my guys down. Bottom line. That's really it.
That's not a sweet emotion that Kyle Hendricks is feeling.
That's a music reference.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Hadn't made a dad joke in a while. I was due.
Sure.
Anybody like to groan at that one? Anybody?
Yeah, thank you, sir.
All right. I like your under your breath groan where you can't even be bothered to give me a real groan.
No, I can't give you a real groan. Not at all.
It's been a long day.
It has been.
It's going to be a long night.
Oh, my God. My day is just beginning. Since we talked to Jed, Kyle Hendricks has had another awful start. And we're now up to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels relevant, some might say. This is the most recent stuff we have from Jed Hoyer on the situation. Let's just listen to it and think about the practical paths that he has. Here's Jed.
Literally the lowest maintenance employee slash teammate I've ever had. He's incredible, you know, and just a joy to be around. And I think you look at his career, I think he's just made the most of what he had over and over and over. And, you know, I feel like he's had his times of struggles in the past and he's gotten through them. And, you know, my hope is that this is another one of those times. You know, I feel like the third time through the order has really bitten him so far this year. And that's something obviously he's going to have to work through. He's also faced, you know, Rangers, Dodgers, Padres, which I think has been a tough slate for him early in the season. But yeah, he's obviously he would say it, and you know that he expects more of himself, and you know obviously we expect him to pitch well. But I think there's, you know, we have to remember we're 3 starts into his season. You know, he's got, you know, what does he have, 29 more probably. So I think that giving him a little bit of leeway and time to work his way through it, I think it makes a lot of sense. And I try to remember over and over that, you know, the things we think about in April and the things that we talk about in April, like so oftentimes by June, let alone August, seem so remote. So that's hopefully how I'm looking at this, you know, rough 3 starts that you look up and it was clearly a bad patch, and then he got going again and pitched really well.
So now it's 4 starts.
Mm-hmm.
It is 17 innings with a 12.7 ERA and a 2.24 whip.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as bad as it can possibly get. But did that sound like a guy who was close to pulling the plug on Kyle Hendricks?
No. No, it did not. Because it's been really, really bad. But Kyle's always been a worse version of himself early. Like hardcore.
This is he started pretty good last year.
Did he overall?
Yeah, I looked it up last week. Yes, normally a slow starter. He started pretty well last year.
Okay, but in the career it's been bad in April, and April and or the early part of May in his career. But I mean, this is historically bad.
So last year he started in May. Maybe it's a cold weather thing.
Hmm.
But yeah, so I mean he didn't allow more than 3 earned runs. 1, 2, 3. He didn't allow, the first 8 starts were 0, 1, 2, or 3 earned runs allowed. So he started last year with a 2.64 ERA in his first 8 starts.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's real good.
But again, starting in May, so I mean, mm-hmm. maybe you'd say it's a cold weather thing because he was starting injured.
There's, you know, there's guys that you can use outside of the rotation, and Kyle's not one of them. And that's a big factor. you're going to need healthy arms all year long.
And people say that just because it's not swing and miss stuff, right?
What?
Because that's conventional wisdom that his stuff doesn't play out of the pen. But if you're just an out-getter and you wouldn't bring him in like a second and third, no outs, I need a strikeout situation, like why couldn't Kyle Hendricks pitch the third, fourth, and fifth inning?
I mean, he conceivably could. He conceivably could. But Assad does have stuff that is hard enough that can make some guys swing and miss, conceivably. Obviously, Ben Brown does, and obviously Wesneski does, and stuff like that. But look, Hendricks is more of an artist, like setting you up and then taking advantage of you. And that is not usually something that translates to the bullpen. But it's a fair question. But when you're only throwing 87, the list of long relievers who've thrown 87, 88, 89 is incredibly, incredibly short.
No, I know. You got a manager who thinks differently about it.
True.
And it's also very clear, I think, that what's going to happen with Hendricks is he's not going to get third time through the order. So that does make it a little bit more possible to put it in the middle of a game, because it's not about setting you up for the artistry and all of it. Like, they're not going to give him that chance unless he really writes himself.
He's an outside of the box manager, that's for sure. So maybe he would go that way, but I don't think so, because I think that some of those guys who you want to be able to be bulk guys in your bullpen are also guys that you're going to use every once in a while in just a short burst because you need them to come and get some people, like Wesneski, like Brown, and maybe like Assad. Like, not all of Assad's bullpen appearances last year when he was really, really good were 2-3 innings at a time. Some of them were eighth inning guy.
Right.
You know, some of them were just for a couple of outs in the seventh, and then you've got him again the next day or the day after that, and you're not going to use Kyle that way. So some of those bulk guys in the pen are also options as short guys, and I don't think Kyle would be that. So the reason I'm bringing that up is, like, I think they're going to, you know, if they don't use Kyle in the rotation, it'd be because they're using Julio Teheran, who they just got, or somebody else from depth in the rotation. I think they want to get Brown and they want to get Assad into that bullpen sooner rather than later. Those are the two guys that I would expect to go back to the bullpen eventually. Now, Tyone coming back theoretically tonight. Now it'll be tomorrow because they're rained out. With a six day that they'd like to do with Imanaga and with how the days are going, there might only be one person out of that rotation who steps over for Tyone.
And we have the corresponding moves, by the way.
We do? Okay.
Tyone activated, Wisdom also, Wesneski, and Mastroboni.
Mastroboni, wow, interesting.
Yeah.
So Madrigal gets to stay.
They're keeping Madrigal.
And they're keeping Canario. And they're keeping Canario to play the outfield.
Yeah.
Because Mastroboni getting a start last night in left.
Yeah, you need the pop, right?
You need the pop against left-handed pitching. Yeah, that's what Jed said, exactly.
Yeah, Jed told us that was a pretty easy decision with Saya down.
But I thought maybe Madrigal would go. But now you've got Wisdom and Madrigal backing up Morel. And see if one of them can play left field in a pinch as needed.
And well, these are the Cubs, so the MLB let them expand to 32 roster spots.
Ah, it's nice of them.
It's different for them.
That's nice.
Than it is for everyone else.
So Alcantara came up?
Right.
Casey,
if the White Sox extended to 32, there'd be hot dog vendors playing third base.
You have to see it.
Really? So what's that about?
Fast.
You've got Cubs envy on how the league thinks about them? Is that what that is?
It's a little jealousy.
Don't project.
I don't even have to project. That was all right there.
Yeah.
It's right there in front of us.
I was talking to myself. That was third person. Don't project, Shane.
So, look, I think Kyle's going to get a lot of time. I think Kyle's going to get a decent amount of time here.
Texter says if Kyle continues to be this bad, it's not a hard decision. But that's the point. Yes, if he continues to be this bad, it's not a hard decision. But the question is when. Does he get four more starts? Six more starts? Or is it one more start? That Jed answer does not suggest to me that he is one or two starts away from being demoted. I think he's going to be here a while.
I think so. And
by the way, his next start is Sunday against the Marlins. I expect it to, if that one, bad team at home, hopefully that goes well.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a schedule lighting up here. The Marlins, and then there's the Astros, but after that it's the Red Sox and the Mets. So you've got chances here to maybe right the ship a little bit. But look, Jed takes people out before he gets done with the fifth. I mean, Craig does. Craig is happy to take people out before he gets done with the fifth, and he'll just do that with Kyle a little more, and you're just going to need some of those bulk guys. They're going to need Wesneski to come up and down, you know, maybe a couple more times this month to back up Kyle.
Tim Anderson's back in town, and he addresses why it went poorly in Chicago. Next on The Score.
Mullin Haw, Chicago's number one most listened to sports morning show, 5:30 till 10 a.m.
The Bulls won resoundingly against the Hawks. The fact the Bulls move on, chance to play the Heat and a compromised Heat team without Jimmy Butler, likely. Vegas can say what Vegas can say, but if the Heat play without Jimmy Butler, I think it's smart to pick the Bulls to move on and play on Sunday against the Celtics in Boston.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.